First of all, I'd like to say that it's a real pleasure to be back in Nazareth. It's been a long time since we've been here.
أولا أريد أن أقول كم نحن مسرورون جدا لنكون مرة أخرى في الناصرة وقد مضى وقت طويل حين تركنا الناصرة بعد زيارتنا له.
Knowing that Nazareth is a place where our Savior spent his childhood.
وكلنا يعرف بأن مقدسنا بأن مقدسنا ربنا يسوع قضى أيام طفولته في الناصرة.
Makes it a very outstanding place to all the world.
وهذا مما يجعل الناصرة بلد مشهور جدا لجميع أنحاء العالم.
The great miracles that took place in his life around the Sea of Galilee.
ومعظم المعجزات التي حدثت والتي أجراها يسوع حدثت في منطقة طبرية.
Makes the Holy Land a very fascinating place.
وهذا مما يجعل الأراضي المقدسة أراضي جذابة جدا للآخرين.
I'm going to read just a little bit from Matthew 24.
وأريد أن أقرأ بعض الأعداد من إنجيل متى الأصحاح الرابع والعشرين.
Jesus is sitting upon the Mount of Olives talking to his disciples.
ويسوع كان جالسا على جبل الزيتون وكان يتكلم مع تلاميذه.
And he's telling them of the things that are to fall them in the end time.
وكان يخبرهم عن الأحداث التي ستحدث في آخر الأيام.
I've ministered in the Holy Land in a number of places.
وقد خدمت في الأراضي المقدسة في أماكن متعددة.
But I never remember talking about these particular things.
ولكنني لا أذكر بأنني تكلمت عن علامات آخر الأيام.
This is the part where Jesus tells the people their houses are left under them desolate.
وهذه الأعداد التي تقول حيث يسوع قال للشعب اليهودي بأن بلادكم ستكون خائبة.
In the 23rd chapter of Matthew, at the 36th verse.
وفي العدد السادس والثلاثين من الأصحاح الثالث والعشرين.
Says, Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation.
قال يسوع الحق أقول لكم إن هذا كله يأتي على هذا الجيل.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee.
يا أورشليم يا أورشليم يا قاتلة الأنبياء وراجمة المرسلين إليك.
How often would I have gathered thy children together even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings and you would not.
كم مرة أردت أن أجمع أولادك كما تجمع الدجاجة فراقها تحت جناحيها. ولم تريد.
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
هو ذا بيتكم يترك لكم خرابا.
For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth.
لأني أقول لكم إنكم لا ترونني.
Till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
إنكم لا ترونني من الآن حتى تقولوا مبارك الآتي باسم الرب.
Here in the 24th chapter of Matthew.
وهنا في الأصحاح الرابع والعشرين من إنجيل متى.
Jesus tells them how that one nation shall rise against another nation.
أخبرهم يسوع كيف أنه ستقوم أمة على أمة.
How that in the end time famines, pestilence, earthquakes shall come.
وكيف أنه في آخر الأيام ستكون هنالك حروب وأخبار حروب مجاعات وأوبئة وزلازل في أماكن.
And they shall be delivered up.
وقال بأنهم سيسلمون
to be afflicted and killed
وأنهم سيسلمون إلى ضيق ويقتلوا من أجل اسمي
to be hated of all nations for my name's sake
وحتى أنهم سيكونون مبغضين من جميع الأمم لأجل اسمي
and many shall be offended and betrayed one another
وقال بأن الكثيرين سيعثرون وسيسلمون بعضهم بعضا
Not only betray one another, but hate one another.
وليس فقط أن يسلم ويقول بعضهم البعض، ولكن سيكرهون بعضهم بعض.
He said that false prophets would rise and deceive many.
وقال بأن أنبياء كثيرين سيظهرون ويضلون كثيرين.
And because iniquity should abound, the love of many would wax cold.
ولكثرة الإثم تبرد محبة الكثيرين.
He also he that shall endure said he that shall endure the same shall be saved.
وقال كل من يثبت إلى المنتهى فهذا يحرص.
If he endured to the end.
إذا ثبت إلى المنتهى.
Then when the gospel has been preached and all the world for a witness, the end should come, Jesus said.
ويكرز بإشارة الإنجيل بكل المسكونة بهذا لجميع الأمم ثم يأتي المنتهى.
And when you see the abomination of desolation,
وعندما ترون رجسة الخراب,
spoken of by Daniel the prophet,
التي تنبأ عنها دانيال النبي,
standing in the holy place,
في المكان المقدس,
then the end would come.
عندها ستأتي النهاية.
Here Jesus said, let them which are in Judea flee into the mountain.
وقال ليخرج الذين في اليهودية إلى الجبال.
And he said, woe unto them that are with child in that day.
قال وويل للحبال والمرضعات في تلك الأيام.
For then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world this time nor
لأنه سيكون ضيق لم يكن نظيره منذ بدء الخليقة.
And then he goes on to tell these great signs and wonders.
ويتابع يسوع قوله بإخبارهم عن العلامات وإشارات آخر الأيام.
When they asked him when should these things be.
وعندما سأله التلاميذ متى ستكون هذه كلها.
He said it would be in the end of the world.
قال لهم هذا سيكون في نهاية العالم.
And he said at this time the stars would fall from heaven.
وقال لأنه في تلك الأوقات ستسقط النجوم من السماء.
And when we think of this we take as a reference to the book of Revelation.
وعندما نقرأ ما قرأناه في إنجيل متى علينا أن نتوجه إلى سفر الرؤيا.
For the fulfillment of Jesus' word, chapter 6 of the book of Revelation.
ونجد إتمة نبوة يسوع في إنجيل متى في سفر الرؤيا الأصحاح السادس.
And the 12th verse.
والعدد الثاني عشر.
Nigel helped me and opened the sixth seal, and lo, it was a great earthquake.
ونظرت لما فتح الختم السادس وإذا زلزلة عظيمة حدثت.
And the sun became black as that cloth of hair.
والشمس صارت سوداء كمسك.
And the moon became as blood.
كمسك من شعر والقمر صار كالدم.
And the stars of heaven fell to the earth.
ونجوم السماء سقطت إلى الأرض.
Even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs.
كما تطرح شجرة التين سقاطها إذا هزتها ريح عظيمة.
When she is shaken of a mighty wind.
إذا هزتها ريح عظيمة.
And the heavens departed as a scroll.
والسماء انفلقت كدرج ملتا.
When it is rolled together.
كدرج ملتا.
And every mountain and isle removed out of their places.
وكل جبل وجزيرة تزحزحا من موضعهما.
And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains.
وملوك الأرض والعظماء والأغنياء والأمراء والأقوياء.
And the mighty men and every bondman and every free man.
وكل عبد وكل حر.
Hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains.
أخفوا أنفسهم في المغاير وفي صخور الجبال.
And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us.
وهم يقولون للجبال والصخور اسقطي علينا.
And hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne.
وأخفينا عن وجه الجالس على العرش.
And from the wrath of the Lamb.
وعن غضب الخروف.
For the great day of his wrath is come.
لأنه قد جاء يوم غضبه العظيم.
And who shall be able to stand.
ومن يستطيع الوقوف.
Reading these things from the Holy Scriptures.
وعندما نقرأ هذه الكلمات في الكتاب المقدس.
Standing here in this town of Nazareth.
ونقف هنا في مدينة الناصرة.
Knowing that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ,
عالمين بأن مخلصنا الرب يسوع المسيح,
actually lived in this area.
وحقيقة عاش في هذه المنطقة.
Coming up as a young lad,
وكان يتراءى after a bit while, كما بي
roam the hills of Galilee.
وكان يتجول على تلال الجليل.
He lived as a man just like I'm a man.
وعاش كإنسان كرجل كما إنني أنا إنسان ورجل.
He was cold and hungry just like you get cold.
وكان يبرد كما تبردون ويجوع كما تجوعون.
Just a young man.
وكشاب.
Willing to lay aside everything in life.
كان مستعد أن يضحي بكل أمور الحياة.
Laid aside his family.
وتخلى عن عائلته.
He never sought a companion.
Never
sought a wife.
ولم يطلب رفيق أو شريك الحياة.
But he lived a very separate life from everybody and everything.
ولكنه عاش حياة منفصلة عن الآخرين وعن كل شيء.
Now you think of your own self as an individual.
وفكر بنفسك كفرد كشخص.
How would you like to just take your life from your youth?
وكيف تحب أن تأخذ حياتك منذ شبابك؟
To look forward to nothing.
وأن تتطلع إلى الأمام ولا تنتظر أي شيء.
Not anything at all in this world.
ولا تشتهي أي شيء في هذا العالم.
Just to serve God with all of your heart.
فقط أن تخدم الله بكل قلبك.
And to love the Lord with all of your soul and your strength.
وأن تحب الرب إلهك بكل نفسك وبكل قدرتك.
To have one vision in life.
وأن تكون عندك رؤية واحدة في الحياة.
And that vision would be to give your entire being to Christ.
وهذه الرؤية أن تسلم حياتك وكيانك تسليما كليا للرب.
As a human being, the Lord Jesus gave his life completely to the great eternal spirit.
وكإنسان الرب يسوع المسيح سلم حياته تسليما كليا لأبيه السماوي.
You know, traveling all over the world preaching the way that I do.
وأن أتجول في جميع أنحاء العالم وأكرس بالكلمة كلمة الله كما أفعل في هذا المساء.
I consider the life of people and then I consider the life of our Lord Jesus.
إنني أعتبر حياة الناس الذين أحتك بهم وأعتبر حياة الرب يسوع المسيح.
I see the ambition of mankind wanting to be great and among the elite world.
وإنني أرى طموح بني البشر أن يكونوا عظماء في هذا العالم.
Wanting to be famous.
ويريد أن يكونوا مشهورين.
Wanting to obtain under great monetary powers in the world.
ويصبوا إلى أن تكون لهم سلطة ونفوذ في هذا العالم.
Looking for fame and popularity.
والناس إجمالا ينظرون إلى الشهرة وإلى الشعبية.
Driven by human passions.
ومندفعين بهذه الغرائز البشرية.
Satisfy themselves by unionization with one another.
وأن يمتعوا أنفسهم باتحادهم مع بعضهم البعض.
And then my mind goes back to Jesus.
وعندها أرجع بأفكاري إلى يسوع.
The modern world today everywhere.
وأتأمل في العالم المعاصر في كل مكان.
It's just one mad rush.
والإنسان هو في حالة جنونية يسرع ودائما مشهور.
It's just one great scream of madness and sorrow.
ونجد بأن نصيب الإنسان من جنونه هو الحزن والأسف.
And nowhere in the world have I found it to be any different.
وإنني أجد هذا في كل أنواع في كل العالم ولا يختلف بلد عن بلد آخر.
I see the youth of our day.
وإنني أرى شباب عصرنا.
They've gone mad. They've lost their sense of balance.
وإنهم أصبحوا في حالة جنونية. فقدوا توازنهم.
They don't even know what they're doing anymore.
وإنهم لا يعرفون ماذا يفعلون.
The thing of their heart is to do what everybody else does.
وشعارهم في الحياة أريد أن أعمل ما يعمله الآخرون.
Not understanding at all.
وإنهم يقومون بأعمال لا يفهمون ولا يدركون ماذا يفعلون.
It can be truthfully said that they don't know where they're coming from.
Why? يمكن أن يقال بحق إنهم لا يعرفون من أين أتوا.
They don't know what they're doing.
وإنهم لا يعرفون ماذا يفعلون.
And they don't know where they're going.
وإنهم لا يعرفون أين هم ذاهبون.
It doesn't seem to matter to them.
وحسب الظاهر هذه الأمور لا تهمهم أبدا.
As long as they're living in the lust of the flesh and the gullible things.
دام يعيشون في حياة الشهوة والخطية والإباحة.
But still, there's a life to be lived.
ولكن هنالك حياة يجب أن تحيا.
Every person that enters into this world has a life to live.
وكل إنسان يدخل إلى هذا العالم له حياة لكي يحيا.
And they're going to have to give an account to God for every day and hour of that life.
ويوما ما كل إنسان في هذا العالم سيعطي حسابا للرب عن كل يوم عاشه وكل ساعة عاشه.
Whatever their life consists of day by day.
ومهما كانت حياتهم تحتوي من أمور اليوم بعد الآخر.
They're going to have to answer to God for it.
وسيعطون حسابا لله عن الحياة التي عاشوها.
As a student over their life.
وكوكلاء عن حياتهم.
And every thought.
وكل فكر.
Every deed.
وكل عمل.
They must give an account to God for.
عليهم أن يعطوا حسابا لله عن كل أفكارهم وأعمالهم.
And the Bible said the casting down of imagination.
وكما يقول الكتاب المقدس طارحين كل تصور وتخيل.
To bring into captivity every thought.
حتى نستأسر كل فكر.
To the obedience of Jesus Christ.
إلى طاعة يسوع المسيح.
And Paul said, in that day God shall judge men's heart by this gospel that I'm preaching.
وبولس الرسول يقول في اليوم الذي فيه يدين الله صغائر الناس بحسب إنجيله بيسوع المسيح.
So then no matter what a person obtains unto in life.
وعندها لا يهم كثيرا كم حصل الإنسان من غنى ومجد في هذا العالم.
It means nothing at all.
وكل هذه الأمور لا قيمة لها البتة.
The thing to remember is that men and women die.
والشيء الذي يجب أن نتذكره بأن كل إنسان كل رجل وإمرأة يوما ما سيموت.
It doesn't matter if you have lots of money.
إنه لا يهم كثيرا إن كان لحوزتك أموال كثيرة.
It doesn't matter if you have lots of education.
ولا يهم كثيرا إن كنت قد حصلت على علوم عالية.
It doesn't matter as to whether you feel you're handsome.
ولا يهم كثيرا إن كنت تظهر بمظهر الشخص الأنيس واللطيف.
Or as a woman that you feel you're beautiful.
أو امرأة تشعر بأنها جميلة.
It doesn't matter what you look like or what you are.
ولا يهم كثيرا كيف تنظر ما هو جمالك أو جمالك وما تملك.
You have one great ultimatum of goal in your life.
يوجد هدف نهائي لحياتك.
And that is to be planted in the ground.
وهذا الهدف الأخير هو أن تدفن في الأرض.
You may become a great athlete of the world.
ويمكن أن تكون رياضي مشهور بكل أنحاء العالم.
A great person of renown.
أو اسم عظيم جدا مرموق معروف في كل مكان.
King, queen, president.
يمكن أن يكون ملك أو ملكة أو رئيس جمهورية.
They plant them all in the ground.
ولكن الجميع مصيره الموت والقبر.
Whatever the heights of your glory might be.
مهما كان علوم مجد.
Your reward is to be planted in the ground.
وآخرك ستدفن في الأرض.
If this is true, and we know that it is true.
وإن كان هذا صحيح وحق وكلنا يعرف بأن هذا حق وصحيح.
Why do we as people continue this way of life?
لماذا نحن كبشر نستمر في نوعية هذه الحياة البعيدة عن الله؟
Why do we continue to invest our time in these things?
ولماذا نستثمر حياتنا في أمور هذا العالم الفاني؟
Knowing that the end of these things, that's death.
ونعرف بأن نهاية هذه الأمور كلها هي الموت.
Why is it that we don't hear the voice of God?
ولماذا لا نسمع صوت الله الذي يكلمنا؟
And realize that in Him there is eternal life.
وندرك بأنه في الله وفي المسيح هنالك الحياة الأبدية.
Why do we want to fight with each other, wars and problems and heartaches and sorrows?
ولماذا نريد أن نتخاصم مع بعضنا البعض حيث نرى الحروبات والكراهية والخصام مستمر مع بين البشر؟
You know, we take the outlook, well, these people are bad and these people are good, we just have to fight it out.
وعادة نحن نظرتنا تقول هؤلاء الأشخاص صالحين وهؤلاء أشرار ولذلك نحن نتخذ جانبا من الجانبين لكي نخاصم الآخرين.
And we don't know why we're fighting. We're just fighting because we're fighting.
ونحن نحارب ونخاصم ولا نعرف لماذا نخاصم الآخرين ولماذا نحارب الآخرين.
See what it is. Jesus said there will be wars and wars and wars and more wars.
ويسوع سبق وأنبأنا بأنه ستكون هنالك حروب وحروب وأخبار حروب.
But he said, where does all these wars come from?
ولكن يسأل من أين تأتي كل هذه الحروبات؟
He said, is it not from the lust that warreth in your members?
ويقول أليس هذا من الشهوة التي تحارب في أجسادكم؟
Because you desire to have things and can't obtain them.
لأنكم تشتهون أن تحصلوا على أشياء وعلى نجد.
He said, and you don't have the things you need or want. Because you don't ask.
وقال إنكم لا تحصلون على الأشياء التي تصلون من أجلها أو تطلبونها لأنكم لا تطلبونها بالطريقة الصحيحة من الله.
And he said in that some may come to ask. Some may come and ask.
وقال إن البعض لربما يأتون ويسألون.
But they ask amiss.
ولكن عندما يسألون يسألون بطريقة غير مرضية الله.
Don't really ask for things for the benefit of life and to help others.
إنهم لا يطلبون من الله أمور التي تفيدهم وتفيد الآخرين.
But the Bible said they ask to consume it on their own lust.
ولكن كلمة الله تقول إنهم يطلبون أشياء يريدون أن ينفقونها في شهواتهم.
To consume it on their own desire.
إنهم يريدون أن ينفقوا كل هذه الأمور لشهواتهم.
Why can't we come together as a people and love God?
ولماذا لا نستطيع أن نأتي جميعنا كشعب ونطلب وجه الله؟
The reason that we cannot is because we do not have the Prince of Peace on the inside of us.
والسبب هو لأننا لا نملك ولا يوجد يسوع رئيس السلام مالكا على عرش قلوبنا.
The Bible said all of the paths of God are peace.
ويقول بأن كل خطط الله هي للسلام.
And he that keeps this mind stayed up in Christ Jesus shall have perfect.
وكل من يملك سلام عقل الله وفكر الله يتمتع بسلام الله.
The children of God shall be called peacemakers.
وأولاد الله مدعوون طوبى لصانعي السلام لأنهم أبناء الله يدعون.
When we are born to the Spirit and we take the Prince of Peace on the inside of our heart.
عندما نولد الولادة الثانية ولادة من فوق ولادة جديدة ويصبح يسوع رئيس السلام متربعا على عرش قلوبنا.
Then we don't find any fault with our neighbor.
عندها لا نخاصم جيراننا.
For the Bible said God is love.
لأن كلمة الله تقول الله محبة.
And if you have God on the inside, love worketh no ill to its neighbor.
وعندما يكون الله الذي هو محبة ساكنا على عرش قلوبنا فالمحبة لا تسيء إلى الآخرين.
You're not wanting to fight with somebody.
وإنك لا تريد أن تخاصم شخصا ما.
You're wanting to offer love and consolation and peace.
ولكنك تريد أن تقدم المحبة والإرشاد والسلام للآخرين.
And you're wanting to help the needy, help the poor.
وتريد أن تساعد المحتاجين والفقراء.
See, consider the town of Nazareth.
تأملوا في مدينة الناصر.
The Galilean that was called the Lord Jesus Christ.
وجليل الناصرة الذي عاش فيه يسوع.
example a human being.
ويسوع كان كمثال وتذكروا بأن يسوع عاش في هذا العالم كإنسان وكان أفضل مثال للبشرين.
Did no sin neither was God found in his mouth and in his
mouth. ونقرأ عنه بأنه لم يفعل خطية ولا يوجد أي غش في حياته.
And our Heavenly Father said, this is my example to mankind.
والآب السماوي قال هذا هو المثال الأوحد لبني البشر.
I'm expecting you to follow in his steps.
وأنا أنتظر منكم أن تتبعوا خطواته.
And to be therefore perfect even as your Heavenly Father in heaven is perfect.
وكونوا كاملين كما أن أباكم الذي في السماء هو كامل.
Who did Jesus ever harm during his lifetime?
هل يسوع هذا أي إنسان في أيام حياته؟
Did he ever war against anybody but the devil?
وهل خاصم أي شخص سوى الشيطان؟
And he warred against the devil because the devil is a thief and a robber.
وخاصم يسوع وحارب الشيطان لأن الشيطان سارق ولص وغاتل.
Jesus said, "You're my creation."
وقال يسوع أنتم خليقتي.
You're my beloved.
أنتم أحبائي.
And I am the Prince of Life.
وأنا رئيس الحياة.
And I've come that you might have a life.
وقد أتيت لتكون لكم حياة.
And that you might have it more abundantly.
وليكون لكم أفضل أي الحياة البياضة.
The word abundant means filled up and overflowing.
وكلمة تكون لكم أفضل تكون لكم حياة وليكون لكم أفضل أي حياة طفيلة.
Our lives should be full of the Spirit of God.
وحياتنا يجب أن تكون مملوءة من روح الله.
Full of the love of God.
وأن تكون مملوءة من محبة الله.
We should be filled up and overflowing with life.
ويجب أن تفيض حياتنا بالمحبة والحياة.
We should have such zeal for God that we're moving all the time with the testimony.
ويجب أن تكون عندنا غيرة لخدمة الرب ودائما نكون مشغولين في عمل الرب وخدمته.
You know, serving the Lord is joy, it's peace, it's righteousness, and the great Holy Spirit.
وخدمة الرب تعني محبة, تعني بر, وتعني فرح بالروح القدس.
Jesus said, in this world you'll have trouble.
قال يسوع في هذا العالم سيكون لكم ضيق.
Can any of us deny that this world is filled with trouble and problems?
وهل يستطيع أي شخص أن ينكر بأن هذا العالم مليء بالمشاكل والضيقات؟
But he said in me you'll have peace.
ولكن قال في فيا يكون لكم سلام.
You know the Lord has what we call a threefold blessing plan.
ويسوع عنده بركات ثلاثية لكل أو بركات ثلاثية لخطة وضعها لنا.
He says, I would above all things that ye prosper.
وقال أرجو فوق كل شيء أن تنجحوا.
And be in health.
وأن تكونوا في صحة جيدة.
Even as your soul prosper.
كما أن نفوسكم أو أرواحكم ناجحة ومثمرة.
Now if I prosper.
إذا نجح وأثمر.
I prosper in monetary values. The things of life, houses, land.
وإنني أنجح وأزدهر في أمور هذا العالم من مال وأملاك.
So then if I have my home, I have a car, I have clothing, I have food, the things that I need in life.
وعندها يكون عندي بيت وسيارة وكل وسائل الراحة.
This pleases God well.
وهذا يسر قلب الله أن يمنحنا كل هذه الأمور بغنى للتمتع.
And the second thing he said is to be in health.
وثاني شيء قاله أن يكون الشخص صحيح في جسمه.
When we are physically fit through life, then it pleases God well.
وعندما نكون أصحاء جسديا وعقليا هذا يسر قلب الله.
Because if we have the things of prosperity of the world, we don't have any physical health to enjoy it, then it's no good to us.
ولو كنا نملك كل أمور ووسائل الراحة في الحياة ونكون مرضى غير صحة فكل أمور العالم لا تستطيع أن تسعدنا.
Then we know that God wants us to be in good health to enjoy our prosperity.
ولذلك نعرف بأن الله يريد ويتمنى لنا الصحة الجيدة حتى نتمتع بأمور الحياة التي وهبنا إياها.
The third and most essential thing is soul prosperity.
والشيء الثالث وهو الأهم النجاح الروحي والضمر الروحي.
I would that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers.
ويقول إنني أتمنى لك الصحة الجيدة الجسدية كما أتمنى لك الصحة الروحية.
Why would God want us to have soul prosperity?
لماذا يريدنا الله أن نتمتع بالصحة الروحية؟
Because at the beginning of the world, God gave the first two blessings.
لأنه منذ البداية أعطى الله بركتين للإنسان.
And because they did not have a soul prosperity, they lost it all to Satan.
ولأنهم لم ينجحوا روحيا خسروا كل شيء للشيطان.
So then God would love to give us a soul prosperity to where our blessings could never be lost again.
والله يريد أن يمنحنا الازدهار الروحي والصحة الروحية حتى لا نخسر عندما نخسر الحياة الروحية نخسر معها كل الأشياء العالمية الأخرى.
So this is the thing that we should consider first, soul prosperity.
وهذا الشيء الذي يجب أن نتمناه لأنفسنا وهو الازدهار والنجاح الروحي.
And this is why Jesus said to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
ولهذا السبب قال يسوع اطلبوا أولا ملكوت الله وبره.
And all of these other things shall be added unto you.
وكل هذه الأشياء الأخرى تزاد لكم.
You know, we just come out of Egypt.
قد أتينا من مصر.
There we had a wonderful crusade among the people.
وقمنا بحملة تبشيرية بين الشعب.
In Alexandria we had hundreds of people that attended.
وفي الإسكندرية حضر الاجتماعات مئات الأشخاص.
And in Cairo the building was filled up, the aisles were filled up, all outside with the people.
وفي القاهرة الاجتماعات كانت خاصة بالحضور حتى الممرات وخارج الكنيسة.
And we've had wonderful success. We preach to small crowds like we have here.
والرب كلم جميع مساعينا وجهودنا بالنجاح. تكلمنا في بعض الأحيان بجماعة صغيرة مثل هذه الجماعة.
And we preached to hundreds of thousands of people.
وتكلمنا أيضا لمئات الآلاف من الناس.
The Bible tells us that God has fashioned all men's hearts alike.
ويقول لنا الكتاب المقدس بأن الله صور قلوب بني البشر متشابهة.
People in any part of the world that we've been into.
والناس في كل أنحاء العالم وفي كل مكان ذهبنا إليه.
I've always found that in their heart they have a hunger for God.
ووجدت بأنه مهما عاش الإنسان بأي مكان فهنالك جوع وعطش في قلبه نحو الله.
They don't always agree as to who God is.
ولربما يختلفون في تعريف الله. ما هو الله؟ ما هي صفاته؟
They have all kind of names for God.
وهنالك أسماء عديدة لله.
Like Paul said at Mars Hill, the God that they ignorantly worship.
وكما قال بولس الرسول في أندلس ماغوس عندما تكلم لفلاسفة اليونان. قال بأنهم يعطون الله أسماء مختلفة.
Whereas our God is Jesus.
ولكنه قال إن إلهنا الحقيقي هو يسوع.
And nobody can come to the great Holy Spirit.
ولا يستطيع أي شخص أن يأتي إلى الروح القدس العظيم.
Except through the name of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
إلا بواسطة ابن الله الرب يسوع المسيح.
God cannot look upon iniquity.
إن الله لا يستطيع أن ينظر إلى الإثم.
So He must behold us through the blood of Jesus.
ولذلك على الله أن يرانا من خلال دم يسوع المسيح.
Because of sin, we have been cut off from Jesus.
وبسبب خطايانا نحن انفصلنا عن الرب.
But by the blood of Jesus.
ولكن بواسطة دم يسوع.
All men can be saved.
كل إنسان بإمكانه أن يحصل على الخلاص.
Let me say this right hurriedly and then we'll close.
وأريد أن أقول هذه الكلمات قبل أن أختم كلمتي.
When man strayed from the presence of God in the garden,
عندما ضل الإنسان وابتعد عن حضرة الله في جنة عدن,
from one mind of God to millions of minds, humanity went.
وضل عن فكر الله الواحد إلى أفكار متعددة لبني البشر.
Devils and demons have filled humanity's mind.
والشيطان والأرواح الشريرة ملأت عقول بني البشر.
And it's like a puzzle cut into 10,000 pieces, as we say.
وصارت حياة الإنسان مثل القطع اللي بيسموها الفازل لما بيركبوا بيكون إلها إما صورة أو أشياء, وهيك صارت حياة الإنسان متفككة إلى ملايين القطع.
Since the time that Satan has scattered man's mind,
ومنذ ذلك الوقت الذي فيه نجح الشيطان في بعثرة أفكار الإنسان,
God has sought to bring all humanity back together in that one mind.
والله منذ ذلك الوقت يسعى لكي يأتي بأفكار جميع بني البشر إلى فكر واحد.
And that is the mind of the Lord Jesus Christ.
وهذا الفكر هو فكر الرب يسوع المسيح.
And the Bible said, "Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus."
ويقول ليكن فيكم هذا الفكر الذي في المسيح يسوع.
And bring every thought into subjection to that.
وحتى نأتي بكل فكر إلى طاعة الإيمان.
And God, knowing that all humanity was cut off from life.
والله عرف بأن كل البشرية انقطعت عن حياة الله.
Has set before mankind one object.
ووضع الله أمام بني البشر هدفا واحدا.
The object of worship called God or the Lord Jesus Christ.
وهذا الهدف هو الله أبو ربنا يسوع المسيح.
The word God means object of worship.
وكلمة الله تعني موضوع العبادة.
And the only way that God can look at you or me is through the Lord Jesus.
والطريقة الوحيدة التي يستطيع فيها الله أن ينظر إليك وإلي هو عن طريق الرب يسوع المسيح.
He has sent forth the ministers into all the world.
وقد أرسل قدامه المبشرين إلى جميع أنحاء العالم.
But we should speak the same thing.
حتى نتكلم ذات الشيء وذات الرسالة.
The Bible said on the day of Pentecost they were all in one mind.
ويقول لنا الكتاب المقدس بأنه في يوم الخمسين كان الجميع بفكر واحد.
That was the mind of the Lord Jesus.
وكان ذلك فكر الرب يسوع المسيح.
And they were all with one accord. And that
وكانوا جميعهم بنفس واحدة.
So then God is trying to bring us all back to that one mind.
وهكذا الله يحاول أن يأتي بنا إلى فكر واحد.
Now if God cannot look at us except through the blood,
إن كان الله لا يستطيع أن ينظر إلينا إلا من خلال الدم,
even though there are billions of people in the world,
ومع أنه يوجد ملايين من بني البشر في هذا العالم,
every one of them will be cut off and put into hell.
وكل إنسان لا يقبل دم المسيح للخلاص سيكون نصيبه الجحيم.
Unless they can come to the Lord Jesus as the object of worship.
ما لم يأتوا إلى الرب يسوع المسيح الذي هو موضوع عبادتنا.
Not only to the Lord as the object of worship.
وليس فقط إلى الرب كموضوع عبادتنا.
But they must come to the name of Jesus for salvation.
ولكن عليهم أن يأتوا إلى اسم يسوع للخلاص.
The Bible said, beginning in Jerusalem and then to the uttermost parts of the earth.
وقال يسوع تكونوني شهودا أولا في أورشليم واليهودية والسامرة ثم إلى أقصى
الأرض. Salvation shall be taught in His name.
والخلاص يعطى بواسطة اسمه.
And there is salvation in none other name.
وليس خلاص بأي اسم آخر سوى اسم يسوع.
That's why Peter preached the great message he did on the day of Pentecost.
ولهذا السبب وعظ بولس إضاءته الشهيرة في يوم الخمسين.
He said that you must first of all repent of your sins.
قال لهم أولا عليكم أن تتوبوا عن خطاياكم.
And every one of you are to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins.
وكل واحد منكم عليه أن يتوب ويعتمد على اسم يسوع المسيح لغفران الخطايا.
And then you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
وعندها تستطيع أن تحصل على عطية الروح القدس.
For it is unto you and unto your children.
لأن هذا الوعد هو لكم ولأولادكم
and as many as be afar off.
وعلى كل الذين هم على بعد
even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
كل الذين يدعون باسم الرب.
So it makes me to know
وهذا مما يجعلني أن أعرف
that every individual must come to Christ.
لأن كل إنسان بمفرده يجب أن يأتي إلى المسيح.
And since God cannot look at anybody except through the blood.
ولأن الله لا يستطيع أن ينظر إلى أي إنسان إلا إلى الدم.
That means all of us will perish.
وهذا يعني بأن كل الأشخاص الغير مفديين بدم المسيح هم هالكين.
And the Lord said, all nations that forget God shall be turned into hell.
ويقول الكتاب المقدس كل الأمم الناسين الله نهايتهم الهلاك والجحيم.
See, having preached around the world,
ولأنني وعظت في مختلف أنحاء العالم,
I know for sure there's no exceptions.
وإنني أعرف بدون أدنى شك بأنه لا يوجد استثناء.
Our ministry is to the printed pages in about every major language of the world.
ورسالتنا مأخوذة من كلمة الله المدونة في الكتاب المقدس.
In communing with the people.
وعندما نؤدي الرسالة للشعب ونشترك معهم.
They have a longing for God.
ونجد بأنه يوجد عندهم أشواق نحو الله.
I talk to the common people of the world.
تكلمت إلى عامة الناس في العالم.
They have a longing for God.
ووجدت أن عندهم أشواق لله.
The great elite professional men of the world.
وكذلك تكلمت إلى أشخاص متعلمين وهم من خيرة الناس في العالم.
They want you to talk to them behind closed doors.
وعادة يطلبون منا أن نتكلم معهم خلف أبواب مغلقة.
But when I get them behind closed doors,
وعندما أتكلم معهم هؤلاء مشاهير الناس خلف أبواب مغلقة,
even though they're bold outside among the people,
ومع أنهم يكونون جسورين أمام الناس في الخارج,
and they're great leaders among the people,
ويكونوا عادة من زعماء هذا العالم وقادته.
And they lead the people to think they've got all the answers.
وإنهم يضلون الناس ويجعلونهم أن يفتكروا بأنهم عندهم الأجوبة لجميع مشاكل العالم.
But when I get with them behind closed doors,
ولكن عندما أجتمع بهم خلف أبواب مغلقة,
they're very fearful and very nervous.
فيكونوا خائفين ومتعصبين ومتعصبين.
With all their education and diplomacies, their money and experience, they break down like a little child.
ولكن ينفجرون في البكاء كولد صغير.
And I find them pleading with me to tell them what
يتوسلون إلي حتى أتكلم لهم عن الجواب لمشاكلهم.
And folks, here's the error of the whole thing.
وأيها الأحباء, هذا هو الوضع العالمي.
Humanity is following these great leaders.
والبشرية تتبع هؤلاء الزعماء المرتبكين.
And these great leaders are telling them they have the answer.
وهؤلاء الزعماء يضلون الشعوب ويقولون لهم نحن نعطيكم الجواب لجميع مشاكل الحياة.
If they do have the answers,
لو كان عندهم وبحوزتهم الحل لمشاكل الناس والجواب لمشاكل العالم,
why do they break down before the ministers like little children and don't know what to do?
ولماذا عندما يجتمعون بخادم الرب خلف أبواب مغلقة داخل أبواب مغلقة, لماذا يتوسلون ويكون كالأولاد الصغار.
Here's the thing to remember.
هذا هو الشيء الذي يجب أن نتذكره.
Christ is the answer.
المسيح هو الجواب.
Christ is the only answer.
والمسيح هو الجواب الوحيد.
And all the great men that are elite.
وكل الناس العظماء.
All your great athletes.
وكل الأشخاص الرياضيين المشهورين.
All your great war leaders.
وكل رؤساء وزعماء الحروب.
They're nothing but human beings.
كلهم لا شيء. إنهم بشر نظيركم.
They don't know any more than anybody else knows.
إنهم لا يعرفون أكثر من الآخرين.
And they're just doing what they understand to do.
وإنهم يعملون ما يفهمون فقط أن يعملون.
And they all die.
وكلهم يموتون.
And they put them in the ground.
وكلهم يدفنون تحت التراب.
The next generation is just as lost as that generation.
ويأتي الجيل الآخر ويكون هالك وضال كالجيل الذي سبقه.
Because they don't understand either.
لأنهم لا يفهمون أيضا.
The generation before you died, they put them in the ground.
الجيل الذي قبلنا مات ودفن في التراب.
They were one time full of life and full of zeal.
كانوا مرة مملوئين بالحياة والحيوية والحماس.
Now here you are as a young generation.
وأنتم الآن كجيل صاعد.
You're full of zeal and enthusiasm.
وأنتم مملوئين بالغيرة والحماس وتريدون أن تقوموا ببعض الأعمال الجيدة.
We educate ourselves, we buy and sell to get gain.
وإننا نثقف أنفسنا ونتعلم.
But if the Lord tarries,
ولكن إن تأخر الرب المجيد,
your generation will be put in the ground too.
وجيلكم أيضا سيوضع في التراب كالجيل الذي سبقه.
Not any of you will be remembered.
ولا واحد منا سيذكر.
Other than maybe a little history about some great folks.
أو لربما البعض يدور اسمه
في
كشخص مشهور.
All planted in the ground.
وكلنا سنزرع في التراب.
That's the end of humanity.
هذه هي نهاية البشرية.
But this is the words of eternal life.
ولكن هذه هي كلمة الحياة الأبدية.
Jesus said, "He that taketh of these words shall live forever."
ويسوع قال كل من يؤمن بهذه الكلمات سيحيا إلى الأبد.
There can be a time of your planting in the ground.
وربما يكون يوم حينما ستزرع في الأرض.
Only to sleep and be awakened to eternal.
ولكنك ستركض وتفتح عينيك للسماء لترى وجه الرب.
Eternal youth, eternal riches, eternal health.
وعندها تتمتع ب الشباب الخالد والصحة الخالد.
Otherwise, you must remember this one thing that I say in closing.
وأرجو أن تتذكر شيء واحد في الختام.
That if you lay down in the dirt,
إذا دفنت في التراب,
that you're not going to sleep.
إنك سوف لا تنام.
You're going to hell.
إنك ستكون في الجحيم.
The rich man died and in hell he lifted up his eyes.
الرجل الغني مات ورفع عينيه إلى فوق.
Lazarus died or went to sleep.
ولكن لعازر مات ولكنه رقد في الرب.
And he was carried to Abraham's.
ولكنه حمل إلى حضن إبراهيم.
Let me say this and I'm going to close.
وأريد أن أقول هذا الشيء وأختم به.
You've got a place not too far from here called Hebron.
في مكان أو بلد اسمها الخليل أو حضون.
The town of Hebron.
في مدينة الخليل.
Abraham, father Abraham and his wife is buried there, Sarah.
أبونا إبراهيم وامرأته سارة تدفن هناك.
I'm sure you've been to the tomb I have.
ولربما زرتم قبر إبراهيم وسارة.
Abraham is buried in that tomb.
وأبونا إبراهيم مدفون في ذلك القبر.
But when the Bible speaks of Abraham,
ولكن عندما يتكلم الكتاب المقدس عن إبراهيم,
it said the rich man in hell talked to Abraham that was in
hell. قال لنا يسوع بأن الرجل الغني عندما ذهب إلى الجحيم تكلم إلى إبراهيم.
Have you ever asked yourself the question how that Abraham is buried in the soul?
وهل سألت نفسك هذا هذا السؤال كيف أن إبراهيم دفن في التراب؟
But the Bible said he was in paradise talking to the man.
ولكن الكتاب المقدس يخبرنا بأن إبراهيم كان في الفردوس وكان يتكلم مع ذلك الرجل الغني.
Lazarus was in his bosom, and that is in the faith of Abraham.
وكان لعازر في حضنه أي في إيمان إبراهيم.
That means there is an interview as a spiritual being.
وهذا يعني بأنه يوجد مدخل لنا كمدخل للروح.
And there is an outer you as a human being.
وهنالك شيء خارجي الذي هو الجسد.
And when you lay down to sleep in the stall,
وعندما تركض في التراب,
your inner angelic being goes back to God the Creator.
وأن الروح التي من الله تذهب إلى خالقها.
And it's in paradise.
وإذا كنت مؤمن ستكون روحك في الفردوس.
And your body rests in the stall.
وجسدك يستريح في التراب.
Until the coming of the Lord, when your spirit will enter into that body and resurrect.
إلى مجيء الرب وفي مجيء يسوع ثانية ستحل روحك في هذا الجسد الفاني.
But if you're not a Christian,
ولكن إن كنت غير مؤمن,
that spiritual angelic being on the inside,
وأن ذلك الروح الصالح الموجود في داخلك,
when it departs from your body,
عندما تفارق جسدك,
and they put your body in the coffin,
وعندما يضعون جسدك في,
they will place your body beneath the stone,
وبعد ذلك تدفن في التراب,
but your spirit will go into hell.
ولكن إن كنت غير مؤمن فروحك تذهب إلى الجحيم.
Just like the rich.
كما فعل حصل لذلك الرجل الغني.
So that I invite you to be born again, have eternal life while you can.
ولذلك أدعوكم حتى تأتوا إلى الرب يسوع المسيح لكي تحصلوا على الحياة الجديدة وعلى الحياة الأبدية.
For the great tribulation and sorrows are on its way.
لأن الضيقات والصعوبات تنتظر بني البشر.
Wonder if we could stand again.
دعونا نقف نتفرج.
I appreciate your patience on this cold night.
أنا أقدر وأشكركم على مجيئكم في هذه الليلة الباردة.
Your pastor is an excellent interpreter.
Thank you.
I preach through lots of interpreters in different parts of the world, and he is excellent. Now, I want to take just a few minutes and pray with you. Will that be alright? Everyone that would really love to have eternal life and have our prayers tonight.
يريد أن يحصل على الحياة الأبدية ويريد مني أن أصلي من أجله.
While they play some music on the piano.
بينما العازف على البيانو تعزف بعض الترانيم.
We're going to give you a chance just to step up here where we can play.
ونريد أن نعطيك هذه الفرصة لكي تترك مكان
Do you sing the song? Or what was that you sing? You sing one about Jesus when I came in.
Just
as I am, Master.
Thank you.
here tonight? Would you step out tonight and come up here?
And
just give your heart to God. You may say, well, I've already given my heart to God, Brother Pike. Then step up here and rededicate your life to God.
تقدم إلى الأمام كرس حياتك للرب في هذا المساء.
Do you love the Lord?
هل تحب الرب؟
Then step up there with him.
إذا تحب الرب تقدم إلى الأمام كرس حياتك تكريس كامل للرب.
Let me see the hands of them that love the Lord.
أرجو كل واحد يحب الرب يرفع إيده.
Would you like to prove that by stepping up here with me?
تحب تبين عن محبتك للرب تقدم إلى الأمام وإحنا نرتب العدد الثالث من الترنيمي.
Would you?
Can you tell us how you are? Can you tell us how you are?
Just come on up here with
me. Can you tell us how you are?
That's good, sister. Would anybody else love to come?
Can you tell us how you are? Can you tell us how you are? Would you tell us how you are?
Your great wonderful presence be here with these people. Father, to fill their hearts with the glances of joy and rich deliverance. May they be filled with this wonderful presence, Lord, this eternal life, Lord, the quickening of thy spirit that I feel in my heart as I stand to pray with them. Father, I pray as I stretch out my hands over them, Father, that you will bless them, Father, that you will lead them, Father, that you will save them, oh God, that you will guide them, give them a great super strength in God, Father, a great witness, Father, a great determination, a great perseverance, oh God, that you may heal their bodies and make them strong and healthy, Father, fill them with your great spirit to save their souls, oh God, Lord, to prosper them in life, Father, that all may see the light of God in their life, here in this place of Nazareth and around the world, wherever you use them. Oh God, that that wonderful brightness of your glory may illuminate these people and may shine through these people, Heavenly Father, round about, that all may know and take notice that they've been with God, that they've had an experience with God, that God is with them, that God loves them. I pray, Lord, that you do something special in their life, whatever it would be, something special to let them know that they belong to you and you belong to them, that you've given unto them your very best, your Son Jesus, Father, that they may walk in the light, even as thou art in the light, to spread this wonderful testimony, to make this church a blessing, Father, to pour out of your greatness upon our pastor here, Lord, upon these people, to fill this church with your presence, Lord, with staying in joy and jubilant. Oh God, that the great Spirit may move here throughout this area. Father, that may fill this church with Christian living in joy and abundance of blessings and abundance of glory in Jesus' precious, wonderful name. We ask you to do it. Can we sing that chorus one more time? Can we sing that song one more time? Let's sing that together one more time.
Why should we get so confused over the situation and not do what we need to do around the world and just be hindered in one area? Whether it's at Bethlehem over yonder in the west or Bethlehem over here in the east? Do we have to walk so fast so we talk a little better?
I'm ready to
do the thing. I can say, well, you know, that's kind of a fantasy sort of a world and there's really nothing to it. But nevertheless, when it comes right down to it, I still got to give an account to God. The trip that we're on right now, the things that we're saying, the things that we're doing. See, don't we have to give an account for God or to God for the people? So then, I can't see just going off vacation. I just can't see that. I can't. That's why I stay in my room as much as I do. Now, like today, I enjoy just getting out talking with y'all and walking around. But I feel so responsible to God. And I feel like at my very best, I'm altogether a failure. And when it comes to just adding problems to problems and conglomerating things and not having any efficiency, like this paperwork, you know, I just can't see not having something that's conclusive that we could bring to a place of finalizing something this. I can't see just letting it be at large all the time.
Well, you know, I asked
Raymond, like the waterfront. I guess that's why Jesus resorted so much to the Sea of Galilee.
Mm-hmm. kind of feeling about the water.
Yeah, it is. Sure
although
is.
It can be wild sometimes.
Oh, it can. You never did go out on your boats, did you?
No, sir, I never got to go.
Ah, you'd have really enjoyed that.
Is that Joppa down there,
sir?
Or is Joppa on
where
you can't see
it? I tell you, I'm kind of... Let me see which way we're coming from. I believe it is. I think we're going in the right way of Joppa. I believe that's right. You remember when Peter was down at Simon the Tanner's house down at the seaside? Well, that's where we're at, along in these areas. And also when he was called to raise Dorcas from the dead, when salvation was given to the Gentile people, the door was open. It was along in here that God called Peter to go down to Cornelius' house and open the doors to the Gentile people. And that was the first time that we ever had a chance for salvation. And I picked up a guitar. I run a little note or two, you know, knowing it by ear. And then all of a sudden something says, slip your fingers down here. You know that inner inspiration? I slipped it down. I said, wait a minute, I never knew that before. And then I heard something say, like ABC 1, 2, 3. And then I started. And I thought, well, God, this ain't nothing but just like a piano. And within just a few minutes, the best I remember, I was writing notes to my songs. And now I understand music is just as clear as noonday, piano. It don't matter what it is, you know, you just give me a note or two, and it's like clockwork. And it's the same way with God. When you get in the spirit of things, get into the rhythm, the spiritual rhythm of Christ, which of course is the mind of the Lord. It's so beautiful, so beautiful. The Bible said, he that is of a merry heart hath continual feast, and I really do. Like I was telling John a little bit. Seeing the things, having watched them all these many years, and right here at the great finale, or great finals as we say, right here when everything's coming to an ultimatum, I see it so beautiful and so clear. Like I say, Raymond, here we are down at the sea. Now I say, well, what does that sea have to do with spiritual? Well, automatically, no, because of him. And I say, well, the sea has to do with the bottomless pit. And that day there won't be any sea except the crystal sea. And that day he'll do away with the sea because of the bottomless pit that it represents. And then I said, well, Raymond, this sea, what about this sea? He said, well, this is the Mediterranean. But biblically, this is called the Great Sea. And it's out of this sea that that beast will come up. That beast will come up out of the sea. That's the way John saw it. Well, naturally speaking, you would think, well, what kind of beast could come up out of the sea? And yet the Bible speaks of Leviathan that makes the deep to boil like a pot. That hath his double bridle by which God controls him. Then we say, well, what about Leviathan? Then we get back to the thing of knowing that there is a dual personality with human beings. And Leviathan, the piercing one, is a generation of vipers. It comes from the tree of knowledge. And that with that, their tongue is full of deadly poison, and they have a double condition of mind, and it takes a double bridle to handle them. Like John said, a generation of serpents and vipers, and like the Lord said to Jacob, thy worm. Then we say, waters, what does waters have to do with? Well, John see in the Revelation, God likened the great body of waters to people, that this thing will arise out of the midst of people. And if you come back to a natural thought on it, there's got to be something natural that'll happen to this natural sea. And I, from what I can fathom of it, It's from that thing of Germany and the confiscating of this world union as men being beasts. The Bible said beasts, and some of them brute beasts made to be taken and burned. They're going to come in here against Jerusalem with ships and whatever. They're going to come into the land, but this is going to be the source right here. For they'll come in here against Jerusalem. And Jesus said in his day, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thee as a hen would her chicks, but ye would not, and now your houses are left unto you desolate. That's to say, no Spirit of God, until ye say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And then the Bible speaks of the abomination of desolation. It would go on and on and on to say many, many things. But as to this, then that means this world union, like Gene brought me a paper, and Yeltsin was in New York, was it? Over in New York, and they have this confederation of X amount of nations coming together as this world union for the new order. That's a big picture on the front of the paper. But at the same time, it says peaceful bombs or whatever they were. I can't recall exactly what they said about them. Kind of sloppy. These words, sloppy. Sloppy bomb has turned Russia into a radioactive hell. And see, everything, Raymond, if I went on and on and on, as you know, being with us here in the ministry and this fellowshipping and these things, there has to be something natural that will come about. For as we said, it was going to start with that Marx communism and with that German mark and work its way through the social security number, which it has done. It has come down to the line, right to the teeth. And then the New World Order would come up, and when it come up, finally the Jews joining this thing, that's where the breaking of the covenant would come. Even though the real breaking of the covenant is as to the kalah paradama, as to the ashes of the red heifer, and the reestablishing of the sacrifice when the church is taken out. The Jews have to have some kind of protection, and there's no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. Right now the Jews can get by, because the blood is on the seat of atonement as to Christ for all people. They don't know that. They don't know why they're getting by. They're not offering any blood atonement. But then when the church light goes out, they have to start that over. And that goes for 1 week, because it's made for 1 week. Not in that they would make it for 1 week, but the thing is, God, knowing that it will be just 7 years left, he calls it for 1 week. And in the midst of that week, which is after about 3.5 years of the prophets prophesied, then the covenant is broken. Because when the Lord appears on the scene with the nail prints, then that's the true blood atonement. The church having gone out the first of the week and in the middle of the week, here the Lord comes with the nail print. Well, when the Jews see that, they'll leave off with that thing. And they'll know he is the true Lamb of God, their sacrifice. And then at that time, Antichrist confiscating, trying to consolidate us to his kingdom, he'll try to force his way into the temple that they were building back to the Messiah. But you'll make an agreement with him to do that at the beginning of the week, this World Union thing. And then in the middle of the week, they'll see what's happening. They'll withdraw, and when they do, this unionized army of the world order will come in, all of them, against Jerusalem. Because they will have offended, not only in the perspective as to the spiritual thing, but in the natural against their laws and their orders as to their confiscating. And that will cause them to come in against them. That world common market, that thing of Europe, as to world trade, the world center for their goods. And then they'll come in against them. And when they do, then Jerusalem will be driven out. And that's when the Bible speaks of the sufferings as to time and a half of time. Whereas instead of time, a year, time, 2 years, half the time, the 6 months, for the last 3.5 years of the week. And that's when God pours out his wrath upon the Antichrist. But nevertheless, that beast has to come up from here. And John saw it in the middle of that week. We won't be here to see it as the church. We won't be here to see the tribulation period when the nations gather against Jerusalem as the church. But we will be here as we are as of now to see the union and the unifying of this thing coming into a world union. Never before, you know, the papers exclaimed, Gene, that this is really shocking as to never before. And now they're unionizing, and that means the end. Because when they were unionized to begin with, they were going to build the Tower of Babel to heaven, remember? And the Lord confounded them, saying that it was contrary to him, and said, unless he did that, there would be nothing hid from them that they'd set out to do. So if they're coming back together again, then that means to make themselves a name to finish the old work of the Tower of Babel, which is a confusion of the day. Even as God considers us liable as stones as to that pyramid city, so are they stones, faulty stones, as to that Tower of Babel, which is a united constitution of confusion. And I say confusion for this reason: can two walk together lest they be agreed? Is all the world in agreement? If they come to an agreement, you know it's going to be a selfish thing, a motive as to their own ends, and everybody's going to be reaching to get control of it. It's got to be a state of confusion. That's the reason I preach against intermingled marriages like I do. It isn't that one man's any different from another. It's a black or white or whatever, or a woman. But their custom makes it impossible sometimes for one to survive in their circumstantial environment. And it causes confusion. It causes confusion because they don't agree. Their lifestyle is right. And to me, the important thing is that while you're here, that you sum everything up as to seeing the reality of Christ. Some of you have never been here, of course. And if you just stop and consider for just a few minutes, you'll remember that Christ, other than your spiritual experience with Christ, He is no more than a myth to you. You've never really known God. You've never really known the reality of God other than your spiritual conviction of faith. But see, here you cannot say that. Once you leave from here, you can't say that anymore, because you've known there is a holy land, and it's not something that you might have heard about or read about. But you're standing right here near the very place where the beast will come out of the waters. Out of the Mediterranean, the Bible teaches that out of this that's called the Great Sea, that beast will come out of the Mediterranean. And, of course, that has a lot that would have to be said as to the spiritual significance and the revelation of it, which, of course, were some things that Brother Raymond and I was discussing just before you came up. And you're standing not too far, perhaps, like Raymond said, this is perhaps Joppa up here. Joppa's along here somewhere. And you're standing close to the place where Peter was at when he was at Simon the Tanner's house, when the Gentiles had an opportunity to become Christians. Never before in the history of the world had the Gentiles ever had opportunity for salvation. But when Peter was at Simon the Tanner's house, which the Bible said was by the seaside, which is along here and around Joppa, it was there at that particular place, or here at this particular place, that the Bible said Peter became very hungry, being there up on the housetop, as these housetops are made here as to verandas and whatever, and became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready as to preparing the meal, he fell into a trance. And when he fell into the trance, then he saw the sheet let down from heaven, and he saw all of these things on the sheet, and then a voice said, slay, arise and eat, Peter. And he said, nay, nothing unclean has ever gone into my mouth. I've never partook of things unclean. And God was showing him things unclean as to beasts and whatever, because in the Old Testament, as to the old law, they were taught that they couldn't eat anything unclean. So as Peter said this, the Lord said, don't call unclean what I have cleansed, and don't call it common. And then suddenly Peter began to receive a spiritual revelation, the same way he did when he realized that Jesus was the Christ. And looking beyond the veil, he received the keys to the kingdom and opened it both to the Gentiles and to the Jews. Going down to Cornelius' house after having seen the vision, he found a man that had been fasting and that had given so much alms until it had become a memorial before God Almighty. And the Lord had sent down there to inquire about it. And while Peter spake to them, the Bible said the Holy Ghost fell upon them, And then Peter said, I perceive that God is no respect of person, that in any nation, anywhere in the world, where people fear God, they are accepted of God. And so then the door was open to the Gentile people as well as to the Jews. Well, anyway, I said all that to say this, that as to those things of being common, Peter suddenly realized, even as Paul, when Paul received the revelation, that those things were allegoric, and those unclean things had represented the Gentiles, who at that time was unclean in the sight of God because of that, is the fall in the garden, and because that sin had covered the people, and there was no means of atonement, and that God, not being able to look at the body of iniquity, it had to be smitten, and sending His own Son, or that is to say the Holy Spirit, coming down, making Himself a body, He took the body, He took it to Calvary, He smote it, and there gave the blood for the atonement. And the principal reason of the blood for the atonement was because the life is in the blood. And in that the life had failed from the presence of God as to the spirit, and had fallen into the beast realm, it had gone into a blood life, which is a beast life. And that beast life had to be ended at Calvary. And when the blood was spilt, or not spilt, but given, because when you say something spilt, that's an accidental, but Jesus gave His blood freely. So when the blood was given, then that means that the life went back to God who gave it, and it was no longer imprisoned as to the blood, as to the beast, which was referred to as the dragon or the serpent, in that the serpent was the one that started death. And that, of course, being a spirit as to Satan entering into a beast, it has continued unto today that the mind of the beast is in the beast form, and the beast form has been smitten by Jesus, that now we're no longer the beast, but it's buried. We are the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there's nothing positive in our heart or mind that says there is a reality. But when you stand here, you think, my God, that's the Sea of Galilee. That Bible is not just, as we say, the Word of God. That's a history. It's told me something I'm actually seeing with my eyes. It's like it's in school or whatever. There was a Jesus, and there was a Galilee. There was a man that literally sacrificed his life in such a way. That's hard to fathom. You consider your own battles, Dean. I consider mine. And then think of a man that gave his life like that. That's hard to get a hold of. And knowing that He was the Messiah, that He actually was God incarnated in the flesh, and it'll make a man hate himself. And look back to his life and you'll hate himself. And then you think not only Jesus, but the great, great, wonderful prophets like Elijah, Moses, and great women like Mary and Elizabeth. Deborah the prophet is known and known and known. There's so many hundreds and thousands of them. And the mighty feats of Samson and the things that he did. David of old. It's just, I don't guess there's probably a more beautiful place in the whole world. You look back across the mountains there. And have you ever seen anything that, so far as terrain, you ever seen anything more satisfying to the mind and the soul, as somewhat complete, you know, as to restfulness? And when the sun's shining over here, when everything's pretty, my, it's so beautiful. So beautiful.